Christina.
Yes.
Are you a fan of Ron Burgundy?
Yes. Oh my gosh, did you see the Peyton Manning interview?
Dang, thank you.
Did yes. I spoil it?
It's all right. We're going to do it now, so it's okay.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I actually did.
And it was brilliant.
Oh, it was dynamite. Ron Burgundy, the most popular man on earth, and he's not even a real person. It's amazing. He will be hosting SportsCenter tomorrow night with Champ Kind.
That's going to be fantastic.
I'm a big fan of. He's a Missouri guy, so watch out. He'll probably drop some Tiger talk.
Burgundy's making the rounds, isn't he?
Unbelievable.
Okay, I have a question,
this is the
though.
Most brilliant marketing thought process ever. He is doing a little bit of everything.
Do you saw think the it means that the movie? Do you think it means that the movie is absolutely going to suck since that all they have done is promote the heck out of Ron Burgundy? He's on every commercial, every news clip, every weather guy, every everything.
Showing that he's still got it.
This is called smart. I don't have any idea how the movie will be. I will say this.
It doesn't matter.
Will Ferrell is one of the most popular people in America today.
Correct.
He has zero negative on his Q score. Whatever, however they figure that, I guarantee
Bewitched,
the guy.
Bewitched, but we can look past that.
Well, look, he hasn't made every movie, hasn't been an Oscar winner, but he has, as a person, he has zero negative on
that.
His Q score. So if I was them, I would trot his big mustache butt
and
around
they
the country.
Are, baby.
You are one of the great quarterbacks playing the game today. You've had a lot of success. And yet you've done it all without a mustache. You're running around out there, and I'm going to be honest with you, you look like a succulent baby lamb, okay?
I guess to tell you the truth, I never had much of a desire to grow any facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've managed to play quarterback okay without a mustache. Eli tried to grow one a while back without much success, I have to say.
Oh, I saw that. It did not look good. So you play in Denver for the Broncos at Mile High Stadium.
Correct.
Tell me about your relationship with Thunder.
Our mascot,
yes.
Thunder.
Yes.
You're talking about the horse that runs up and down the field every time the Broncos score.
Oh, yes. I've had my eye on that wonderful beast for decades. I mean, I know. I played a little in my day. San Diego State, scout team quarterback. I used to yell, Chekhov, all the time. Chekhov! No clue what it meant. But when I saw someone on that defense move, I just yelled, Chekhov! Chekhov!
Ron Burgundy, tomorrow night, Champ Kind will be joining him on the SportsCenter set. And I think that's the 6 o'clock Eastern, so it'll be 5 o'clock here in The Rock. I'm excited about it.
I think it'll be good.
Speaking of, more on Ron Burgundy. Oh, but wait, there's more. You've already heard that he has an ice cream. Scotchy,
yes.
Scotch, right? Am I right, Matt?
Yes.
Ben and Jerry's.
I have to be correct on that.
I went online to look, and unfortunately, it's not available in Central Arkansas.
Well,
really?
That's, if you're in Memphis, so get you some.
That is unacceptable, Matt. That is unacceptable. I won't stand for it. I don't like it. He also now has an actual scotch, apparently, that's being put together by the company's Drink Supermarket and Riviera Imports.
This is brilliant.
It's called Great Odin's Raven. Oh, that'll be delicious, I'm sure. It's 40% alcohol by volume. It's a mix of grain and malt scotch whiskeys. The Ron Burgundy Whiskey, Great Odin's Raven, available soon, hopefully here.
I'm shocked that hasn't come up before, even the ice cream.
Good point.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
You know, that's such a memorable scene, and that's from the deleted scenes at the end. You know, that
is
was
that right?
An actual movie.
Yes, it's delicious. Mix a fine cologne as well.
Sex Panther.
Much better than that. Does not smell like a diaper filled with Indian food.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am. You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
What he said. That's rude! I won't stand for it. I had to wait till Wally left because I'm sure he'd be offended by that.
He would stick up for me.
He would.
He would. You wouldn't, but he would.
I don't need to stick up for you. You're a grown woman.
I know.
With an attitude.
A little bit of guy in me.
If there's one thing I can trust in, it's that you can take care of yourself, Christina.
That is a true statement.
And because I am a good friend of yours, I'm not touching that last comment.
No, you already did.
Only in my mind. Ah, it's birthday trivia time, my friends.